Oh, my friends, my friends. The colorful Chef Eric has come up with a really colorful and absolutely breathtaking taco. And it's not your ordinary taco. It's what we call a true southern taco, a catfish taco. Now, Chef Eric, fish tacos are something that are near and dear to your heart because when you were growing up in the olive orchards or the
orange avocado.
Yeah, the avocado orange area of Cali.
California. We don't say Cali.
That's the hip way of saying it.
No, it's not.
I've watched several movies, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, fish tacos.
Yes, sir.
Now, you disparaged. Why? What makes a true West Coast fish taco?
It's a good grilled fish, cabbage, shredded cabbage.
Cabbage?
And pico de gallo, yeah.
Well, that's why you guys lived out there and why the rest of the world.
Yeah, I don't think that talking about the how it looks and feels and everything out in California, disparaging that, I don't think you're going to win that one. Now, if you want to talk politics, the lunatic quotient, totally different.
And it transcends politics and goes into their food. But anyway, so this is a, real quickly, what is in a catfish taco besides catfish?
So we grilled the catfish out on the big green egg. This is going to be really messy to eat, so. And it's got, we finished off the catfish, finished off the pico de gallo, the crema, and put a little cabbage down on the bottom and just basically combine those all together, and you get a catfish taco.
Man, it's beautiful. And don't forget to save one for the man upstairs, literally.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for us here, right? Okay. And yes. So, you know, you can obviously use larger tacos if you want to on this, but.
Oh, do you know what might be good with those?
What's that?
You ever had those tacos from Taco Bell? You know, the.
No, no.
The Dorito cheesier taco shop.
Absolutely not.
You know, I'm going to say
more
this.
Cream?
This might really shatter your thoughts of me.
Yeah.
I tried those.
Uh-huh.
They were awful. And I love Doritos.
Yeah, for the taco shells?
No. Taco shell thing did not work for me
Talk about taking processed food and then processing it some more until you make it into a taco shell.
It was not good. The more they sing about it, the more I know it's not that good, especially after I tasted it. But
yeah. All right, so here's the rest of our tacos for whoever wants some.
Save one for the man upstairs. Literally.
Okay, that's not very pretty, though. So.
Well,
here, save him one of these.
Oh, here. Please. Actually, here he is, Mr. Plating.
Why don't we save him?
You probably plate your raisin bran at home, too, don't you? Well, you know, we could put a raisin here, a raisin over here, drizzle the milk slightly across the top, a little splash of sugar, but not too much.
Okay, whatever.
And then some cilantro.
All right, you're
annoying. Okay, and that's why I was waiting for you to mention that you used up the leftover heavy cream. Doesn't anyone else put it on their cereal? Come on now.
Put heavy cream on your cereal?
Yes, it's delicious.
Oh,
that's the best way to use it up.
You're so crazy.
And then you can put in your macaroni and cheese. I mean, there's so many
things.
Oh, yeah.
On homemade mac and cheese, it would go great. Absolutely.
Wow.
I just felt like you missed
but
that
see,
opportunity there.
He's probably never had macaroni and cheese. He never had sloppy. He's never had a sloppy Joe.
I had one.
How old were you?
Later.
Yeah.
I think I was in college.
30s? Yeah, okay.
Maybe like.
What's
a sloppy
so
Joe?
Sad
see?
For you.
Look at my wife. What's a sloppy Joe? See?
Well, they once
see?
Again,
see?
They're from
now,
the land
I
of.
I was going to say, are you sure they're from California, not like Bulgaria or something? Like, how can they?
They don't know the beauty of a true sloppy Joe. Not manwich. I mean, a true homemade sloppy
yeah,
Joe.
No, I know what you're talking about because you know I make mine with grass fed
beef
and like
is the
17
only one
different
had.
You know 17 different herbs and spices.
Oh
and,
yeah.
You know.
What it is, it's just a loose,
it's
very heavily
really
seasoned
good.
Meat. That you put on a bun or you put it between two slices of bread.
Well, why does
and
it have
just
to be
drips.
Loose?
Because that's how it is. That's what makes
that's
it sloppy.
Why, yeah.
Otherwise, it's a hamburger.
Yeah, very
of.
Similar. Yeah, but the different herbs and spices, and it's very loose and very juicy. And when you bite into it, it dribbles down your arms and everything. That's why, ergo, Sloppy Joe.
Mine was amazing. It had cumin and coriander.
Send me a recipe. Send me a recipe because I haven't had a good Sloppy Joe in a long time. I'd love to. And she even used grass-fed beef, so it's waterier. Just saying.
Okay, whatever.
All right, now.
Or not.
Now, what's your final piece de resistance today, Chef?
All right, so the last thing we're going to do is a grilled skirt steak, a little sandwich, and we're going to do it with peppers and a little bit of a garlic aioli.
Oh, nice, nice. Now, skirt steak.
Yes.
Often misunderstood.
Yes.
Got to be cut right.
Yeah.
But it's so good. And unfortunately, it's been found now. So the price has gone up about 30 or 40%.
Yeah, well, this isn't bad, though. I mean, this is from Publix. This was their premium cut. It was $10 for a pound and about a pound and a half, about $7 a pound. But it's beautifully marbled. It has a heavy grain direction across the short direction here. So what happens is when you cut this, you want to make sure you're cutting across the short length all the way down into sort of strips. And then when those strips break off in your mouth, you'll be cutting away from the grain. Excuse me. 6-inch cut first and then strips that way. Let's say that one more time. So 6-inch blocks, basically, right? Turn those around, cut straight down each one of those 6-inch blocks. So the grain is going this way. The grain's going to be going short, the short direction across the strip. When you break that off in your mouth, it will pop right apart. If you have it go the other way, so that the grain direction is running the same direction as the strip itself, it's going to be chewy.
So you're cutting absolutely against the grain.
Yeah, but sometimes it's difficult for folks to understand what do you mean against, when I bite it, when I cut into it, how do you do it against the grain? So it's actually, just remember, it's two cuts. You got to cut into the length of strip you want, and then turn each one of those 90 degrees, and then cut those into strips, and that will get you the right grain direction on skirt steak.
Man, you have been full of it today. I mean, your information has been over the top.
Oh, good, good. You meant the information. Yeah. That's great.
Yes.
Could you use like a meat tenderizer on that too? Would that help any or no?
No. Okay. No, that's never on skirt steak. You're never it can be very, those muscular fibers are very strong. So unless you cut it the right way, they're not going to come apart.
Now, see, in pulled pork and low and slow cooking for years, it's not as critical because the musculature starts to break down at about 165. And you're not cooking your skirt steak to about $130, $135.
Right.
So you're not getting anywhere near breaking down that musculature. So you're getting the tough muscle. It's not broken down at all, like in a pulled pork where you can just fall apart at $190, $195, and grain doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
Yeah, occasionally I know something too.
Just occasionally. So what we've done here is we get rid of the crema for our fish. Okay, I've got a bunch of grilled bell peppers and red onions that I tossed with a little bit of olive oil, or just canola oil is fine, and a little bit of salt, and put them on the big green egg. On one of the grilled topper pans.
And those are awesome, aren't they? I mean, for peppers and onions, oh my God.
Now, you want those to, once you grill them, and the red onion as well, the red onion's cut into rounds about a third of an inch thick.
Okay.
You want those to come off and go ahead and let them cool, because if you're working with them when they're really hot, it's going to be difficult. Then all we're going to do is we're going to take our skirt steak, and this is a classic preparation, kind of like, as I say to you before, almost an Argentine preparation.
Now, why?
With chimichurri?
No chimichurri.
No chimichurri?
No.
This will be, I think, the first show in a year and a half.
No chimichurri. No.
Hold your thoughts, because when we come back, Chef Eric is going to share another shocking Argentinian.
Salt and pepper. That's it.
Whoa.
Salt and pepper.
Wow, you were able to do
that
it inside of 42 seconds.
Boring.
That's it.
It's all about food. It's all about fun. Boring? It's never boring on Chef and the Fat Man. Because
just salt and pepper?
Each and every Sunday, you get blown away with information you never knew. Like, did you know today is National Devil's Food Cake Day? It is the end of American Craft Beer Week and halfway through International Pickle Week. All this and so much more on Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. When we come back, Chef Eric's going to wrap it up, and he's going to tell you what he's going to do with his skirt. Steak.